fast.
And always.
For first aid to fast relief from headache, acid indigestion, and cold misery, always rely on Alka-Seltzer, made by Miles Laboratories, who bring you transcribed One Man's Family. Overheard between Henry and Emmett Harper in the real estate office of Harper and Barber.
Well, good morning, Emmett. How's business?
Sit down, Henry.
Where's Clifford? Out?
Out. Gone to the club.
Yeah, lots of deals put over in clubs. Clifford's done it several times with no effort.
Well, that's the system he's using here. No effort.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today.
Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
Yes, friends, Alka-Seltzer is first aid for fast relief from acid indigestion. Always rely on Alka-Seltzer. Alka-Seltzer is first choice of thousands because it contains an alkalizer that acts fast to reduce excess gastric acidity. Yes, Alka-Seltzer is ever so effective in soothing and settling an acid-upset stomach. Try it when you have acid indigestion. See for yourself how fast Alka-Seltzer goes to work to help relieve your distress. What a clean, fresh taste it leaves in the mouth. Alka-Seltzer will be first with you because it does give such fast relief from acid indigestion. Always rely on Alka-Seltzer.
Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
Chapter 21, Book 82. On Geary Street, not far from the Barber family home in Sea Cliff, San Francisco, is the newly formed partnership of Harper and Barber Real Estate. It's a rather modest and conservative place, but old Emmett Harper has done very well through the years by virtue of hard work. When he took Clifford on as a partner, he had hopes of being able gradually to take things a little easier. At the moment, Mr. Harper is alone, the junior partner having departed for downtown some time ago. It's getting on towards noon, and Harper sits at the desk in the outer office, fussing with some papers.
Harper and Barber, Real Estate. Well, Clifford Barber isn't in the office right now. Could I help you? This is Emmett Harper speaking. I see. Well, you'll be able to reach him at the Mercury Athletic Club.
Good morning, Emmett.
Good morning. Yes, that's right, Mercury. Sure, I can't help you. I'm the senior partner. I see. Is this a business call? I say, is this a... Hello? Hello? Hung up.
Well, Emmett, how's business this morning?
Oh, yeah, Henry. Sit down.
Yes. Out for a constitutional room, I thought I'd drop by and see how things were going. Clifford's out, eh?
Out. Having lunch at the club.
Well, when he was with Elkhorn, he put over several deals down at that club. Lots of business done that way these days. What time did Clifford leave, Emmett?
No, hour or so ago.
Now, don't be misled by Clifford's sort of offhand way of doing things. Why, Elkhorn himself told me that he was the most promising salesman he's had in years. Said the boy made some amazing contacts and put over deals with apparently no effort.
He seems to be using that method here.
Are you trying to tell me that you are dissatisfied with the way Clifford is doing here?
Oh, not exactly, no. But you see, I'm getting along, Henry. I can't get out and hustle the way I used to. I was wondering if you'd considered the proposition I made to you a day or so ago about buying the other 50% of this business.
I'm not going to rush into anything. I want to be perfectly satisfied in my own mind that it would be a wise investment before I get into this any deeper than I am.
Well, I'll make you a good proposition. I'll let you have my 50% for a third less than you originally paid me for your share. Couldn't ask for anything fairer than that, could you?
I don't understand this sudden anxiety to get out.
Well, I told you. I'm getting too old, Henry.
Yeah, you must have aged a lot in the last few days. You wanted to keep half the business when I first agreed to buy in.
Well, a man can change his mind.
Look here. I'm not stupid, you know. You want to sell out because you are unhappy with this arrangement with my son, isn't that right?
Now, mind, Henry, you'd still be able to use my name. You'd have to until Clifford gets his broker's license, so I'd still be around to help in any way that I could.
Tell me, Have you moved any property at all since Clifford has been associated with
you? Well, I sold a small house. But that was a deal that was pending before Clifford came in. Now, as I said, I don't want you to think... Hello? Emmett Harper, is it? Yes. Where are you? Well, I told somebody that called for you that you'd be at the... What? What's that again? No. That's perfectly wonderful. You didn't.
Is that Clifford?
Just a minute. Clifford, hello. Hello. He's gone. Henry, that boy of yours is a genius. He just called to tell me he sold the Frome property. You know that beautiful site near you where that mansion burned down?
He sold it, eh?
Yeah, got the full price, $18,000. Right? That was an asking figure. Oh, never dreamed we'd ever get over 15 for it. I don't know how he ever did it, Henry. I tell you, he is a go-getter if ever I saw one. Well, what do you know about that, Henry?
Just what I've been telling you. And you thought he hasn't been working.
Not at all. Oh. Not at all.
Still want to sell that 50%?
By Jupiter. I wonder who bought the property. I don't know of any prospector who would have paid that kind of money for it. Well, I can't get over it. Way overpriced, and he got the full amount.
Wait till I tell Fanny. I think I get along home and tell him. Where was Clifford phoning from, the club?
Oh, I think he said he was at his girl's place.
Oh, Mordy's, eh? Yeah, probably went right over there to tell her the good news. Why, this should make her very happy indeed.
Seems to me that about all I do lately is congratulate you, Cliff. What did old Harper have to say?
Think I kind of knocked him off his pins. Maybe he'll give me a smile when I turn up at the office now. Old devil. Face always looks like he's just eaten a green persimmon. Guess I shouldn't talk that way about my partner. Of course, I wouldn't tell anybody but you how I felt. I tell you everything, don't I? Seems like I tear over here the minute anything happens to me, good or bad.
Mostly good. Today, especially.
Yeah, it's not a bad day. Commission on $18,000. That's, let's see, it's almost $1,000 for the firm of Harper and Barber.
No wonder he was pleased. And wait till your father hears about it. He'll think you're the greatest realtor in San Francisco.
Yeah. Maudie.
Huh?
There's something about this deal I haven't told you. I didn't really sell the Frome property.
You what?
Oh, in a way, I did, sure. But what I mean is, it wasn't as if I went out and talked some guy into buying it. It just fell into my lap.
All right, but you sold it. That's all that matters.
You know who bought it? My brother-in-law, Nicky, Claudia's husband, you know?
Oh.
Called me at the club, asked me the price, and I told him, and he said he'd send a check. And that was that. I was so excited, I hung up the phone and tore over here to tell you. Now that I'm calmed down, it isn't so hot, is it?
Why not?
Well, you see what I mean. He probably did it just to kind of pump up my ego. I'm starting out in this business, and he thought he'd help me out.
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Killjoy. That's a very large and a very beautiful piece of property, isn't it?
Oh, sure, but it's been for sale for months. Why didn't he buy it before if he really wanted it? No, no, Marty, let's face it. He's got plenty of dough, and he figured this was a good chance to throw a piece of change my way. Or maybe Claudia suggested it to him. You know, poor old Cliff struggling along trying to make good. Let's toss the boy a bone, keep his spirits up so he'll stay in there pitching. Well, maybe Dad suggested it to them. I think the whole family standing around waiting for me to fade out on this whole deal. And they're trying to do everything they can to keep me going. You can't... What's the matter? What are you looking at me that way for?
Go ahead. You finished?
Finished what?
Pitying yourself?
Oh, hey, Marty, I was just telling you the way I felt.
And what do you want me to do, Clifford? Cuddle you and tell you how sorry I am you're being successful?
But that's the point, Marty. This wasn't any kind of a success, what happened today. Don't you see, it happened because Claude and Nicky felt sorry for me. That's what I'm griping about. I don't want anybody to be sorry or take pity on me. Any of that kind of stuff.
But you do. And if somebody else won't feel sorry for you, you'll do it for yourself.
Hey, you kidding?
No. No, I'm not. It's what I really think. And you've just been proving it.
How?
Cliff, do you really want to be successful?
Oh, that's ridiculous. I want it more than anything in the world. That's why I've been practically knocking myself out ever since I started working. I don't know what you're getting at.
Now, don't get hurt at what I'm going to tell you.
Okay, You won't like this, and I'm only telling you because it's good for your own... is that the deal?
All right. So I'm hackneyed.
All right, okay. Well, let's have it. What do you mean by saying I didn't want to be successful?
I think you're secretly afraid of it, Cliff. To become successful and independent, you have to throw off the desire and the need to be looked after, to be worried about, to be felt sorry for, and to be mothered and petted. As long as you fail, you'll always get all of those things from somebody.
Yeah, but I haven't been failing, have I?
No. But what were you doing a little while ago? You had a success today, and you've been doing your best to make it sound like a failure. Why?
Well, what I said may be true. I was only telling you what I thought.
Yeah. But you weren't getting any sympathy as long as it was a triumph. So you proceeded to get very low and painted the whole thing as a tragedy. It's a good way to get mothering, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I see what you mean. Gosh, I wish you'd tell me every time I do something like that. Will you?
If I do, you'll be hating me before long.
Hating you? Oh, a fat chance. Everything that's happened here today just goes to prove how much I need you, Marty. I realize it more than ever now.
We'll be back in just a moment.
Friends, I just thought you'd like to know that we've had another letter from Pinky. I thought you'd be interested in what he has to say about Bactine. Well, naturally, around the lumber camp, there are bound to be some scratches and cuts of care, and he writes that the big 70-cent bottle of Bactine I gave him when he left has certainly been wonderful. He also says that all the men are enthusiastic about it, too. They say they never have seen anything exactly like Bactine.
Hazel, that's very interesting. And it's true, friends, there's nothing exactly like Bactine. You'll want to try this remarkable new family antiseptic. When anyone in the family has a cut or scratch, bathe it with Bactine. You'll be surprised how gentle and soothing Bactine is. And we want you to try your first bottle of Bactine on our no-risk, double-your-money-back guarantee. Here's all you do. Get a bottle of Bactine from your druggist and use it. If you don't think it is the finest all-round antiseptic and germicide you ever used, return the empty bottle to Miles Laboratories, tell why you don't like it, and get double your money back. Yes, it's double your money back if you don't like Bactine. Ask your druggist for the 30 or 70 cent size bottle of Bactine, Bactine. Here's the family again.
Marty, let me ask you something.
What?
Don't you ever get tired of living alone?
Yes.
Well, maybe you need me as much as I need you.
Friends, remember, try Bactine, the marvelous new family antiseptic and general-purpose germicide. Get it on the no-risk guarantee of double your money back if you're not satisfied. Go to your drugstore and get a 30 or 70-cent bottle of Bactine. Try it for many of its amazing uses. Then, if you don't think Bactine is the finest family antiseptic you've ever used, if you don't find more uses for it than any other antiseptic you've ever used, return the empty bottle to Miles Laboratories, tell why you don't like it, and get double your money back. Get Bactine right away. Bactine. Bactine. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Let the Buyer Beware, Chapter 22, Book 82. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.